So hear now the word of the Lord from Mark 1, 1. Beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Now, in a lot of translations, like in the New Revised Standard Version, it adds some words to the original text, sprinkles them in for flavor. Because without these extra words, it reads like I just read, and it doesn't flow as well. So what translations do with Mark 1:1 is that they sprinkle these beautiful little definite articles all throughout. You know what a definite article is? The. Okay, so the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You know what an indefinite article is? So, think of it this way. It's the difference between an apple and the apple. An apple can be anything you have in your kitchen right now, anything at the grocery store. I remember whenever Central Market first opened up, and one of the things they advertised was, we have 35 different varieties of apples. I'm going to walk in and pass out. How do you deal with that kind of pluralism when all you want is to go grocery shopping? Well, there's an apple, and then there's the apple, kind of in the Plato sense. Not the kid's putty, but the philosopher. Plato. The apple. Like there is out there somewhere the apple by which all other apples are measured. It's like Crater Lake in Oregon. Like all other water in the world is measured by the purity of Crater Lake in Oregon. It's pretty fascinating, isn't it? That's the water. You're down in the crater in Crater Lake, and you're not just with any water. You're with the water. And so why is it that Mark 1:1 begins with only one definite article? It's because Mark, despite what some people have thought in the past, well, this guy's in a hurry. Yeah, he was in a hurry. He had an urgent story to tell. And he begins every sentence with the word and. Well, not everyone, but a lot of them, except the first one. He begins it with the word beginning. Not the beginning, just beginning. And then he talks about Jesus Christ, Son of God, kind of all these words together. And some of the manuscripts don't even have Son of God. It's just Jesus Christ. You know, there's only one, so a definite article isn't even necessary. Jesus. Not the Christ, but this is the Jesus. And no need, but there's that one definite article, and it makes all the difference. The good news. It's not just any good news. You ever received good news? We'd go around the room. You know, have you heard any good news lately? And people would talk about all sorts of things. No, not this morning on this first Sunday of Advent. This is not some good news. It's not a good news. It's the. Above all others, it is the good news. And that's what we're here to celebrate this morning on this first Sunday of Advent. The good news begins with the work of the church. It's to tell good news. It's to live good news. It's to share good news, but not just any good news. The good news. I think that we inheritors of British Enlightenment uptightness that kind of just got passed down to us through the years are going to be in for quite a shock when we get to heaven, and they're all celebrating and spending eternity high-fiving each other. Because now it's not just talking about the good news, they're actually living it. It's like when our brother Noah, and I just heard this morning, you tell him something good, or just anything for that matter, and I love his response. And I think only Noah can get away with it. If I said it, it would sound like an interjection, almost like I was exasperated. With Noah, you tell him something good, and he goes, "Great God." I think that's part of the good news. That's this first Sunday of Advent. This is today. This is day one. Today, right now. This is day one. Because it reminds us to hope, not in the hope that we hope will take shape, but according to the infinite wisdom of the one who delivered the good news in the first place. The Bering Drive Church of Christ's first meeting was September 9th, 1962, at Grady Elementary School. And I look around the room, and, you know, John Hunter was there. John Hunter, one of our, on this day one, he is our living reminder. A living reminder that God is faithful and that the good news of Jesus is a story not just worth telling for a lifetime, but living for a lifetime. Actually living it for a lifetime. And that's not just any good news. That's the good news. How could you possibly not want to be a part of that? Well, the easy answer is, well, I don't not want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to give us ears to hear the good news. Amen.